Kansas City gets first blood. It's 6-0 over Ubley with 11:55 left in the second quarter. In other games going on in the region, Sandusky leads USA 14-0 halfway through the first.
And Chase Tucker just scored on a 74-yard touchdown run. And last I heard at the half, Owen Gage trails 18-12 to Cedarville.
Mason Erla's kick comes all the way down to the 8-yard line when Ubley runs it back out beyond the 20-yard line and out to the 24-yard line, brought down by Nick Perry. Bearcat first and 10 from their own 24-yard line, right to left across their radio, trailing 6-0 to Cass City, 11:48 before halftime.
Cass City with good special teams coverage, going to force the Bearcat offense to start way back at their own 24-yard line and force the Bearcats offense to go down the entire length of the field on this defense. Bearcats here just got scored on. Let's see how this offense responds.
Wing T to the left this time, and it's a handoff to the right. That looks like number 23, maybe, on the carry.
That would be correct, Larby. Roman Welton, to be exact.
Nick Perry brought him down after a one-yard gain. Second down, 9 to go from the 25.
That's three tackles already for Nick Perry.
Second down, 9 yards to go, 11:20 left in the second quarter. T formation, right is under center, three men are in the backfield. Handoff, now Jeffrey Wright's going to keep it for himself around the left end. White jet tackles, white jerseys flying to the scene, and Jeffrey Wright gets all the way out to the 28-yard line for a 3-yard gain. Brings up third down, 6 yards to go.
Yeah, Nick Perry and Sawyer Cuthrell are in on that tackle on quarterback Jeffrey Wright.
10:44 before halftime. Cass City leading 6-0. Ubley with the ball. Moving right to left across the radio, facing a third down, 6 to go at inside their own 30-yard line. It's a handoff to Welton. Gets outside the left hash mark, getting close to the near sideline, down to the 33-yard line, and they might have the first down by a half a yard, but the officials are actually
that
saying...
That looks short to me, Clark.
Short by a half of a yard. Fourth down, half a yard to go, which is at the 34-yard line.
Nick Perry up to 5 tackles already for the Redhawks. He plays linebacker. He's all over the field. And now here we mention it. Ubley doesn't like to punt, and I don't blame him. With this offense, it's powerful enough they can get first downs. Fourth and one coming up at their own 34-yard line. Big play here for both teams. Expect the Bearcats again to attack the football. I wouldn't even be surprised if Jeffrey Wright keeps it for himself around the outside. They've had some room to run out there.
T formation, three men in the backfield. And it's a handoff to the left side to Roman Welton, and he gets stopped in the backfield as Cass City swarms to the near sideline and stops him for a loss. Number 6, Sawyer Cuthrell leading the charge, and another turnover of downs gives the ball back to Cass City with 9:39 left in the first half.
Yeah, Shade Perzanowski in the area as well, which means multiple Cass City Redhawks all over the place, nowhere to run. For Roman Welton, they had nowhere to go. He almost made the first guy miss, but there were nothing but white jerseys after. That's a big turnover, and now a lot of pressure put on this Bearcat defense now giving up this kind of field position.
Ubley has had 3 offensive possessions, resulting in an interception and 2 turnover downs. Sawyer Cuthrell gets the handoff, and he's all the way inside the 25-yard line, down to the 22, brought down by Dan Rutkowski. At the end of that run, it's beyond the first down marker. First and 10 for Cass City after a 12-yard gain.
Yeah, Daniel Rakowski, another name on defense for the Bearcats, usually leads the team in tackles. He's already doing that tonight. He's got 4 of them.
And we have a timeout called by Ubley with 9:31 in the second quarter. Cass City leading 6-0 on the WLEW Sports Network.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
When I can't find the words, I just go.
First and 10 for Cass City. With 9:31 left in the first half, marching into Ubley territory after an Ubley turnover of downs at the 33-yard line.
Before the timeout, Sawyer Cuthrell with a big run to get a first down for the Redhawks.
And a handoff right through the middle of Nick Perry. He's trying to move those feet forward, but Ubley stops him for no gain. According to the spot, they get him down to the 21-yard line, brought down by number 60, Darren Soule.
Darren Soule, 6'3", 205-pound junior for the Bearcat defense. A big body that they'll have the privilege of having back again next season.
9 minutes left in this first half, 6-0 Cass City. 7:32, this game has taken 32 minutes and we're already a quarter through the second quarter. T formation. Earl is under center, three men in the backfield. Cuthrell, Perry, and Perzanowski. Perzanowski with the carry. He's out for the running. He has a first down. He's inside the 10 to the 5. He falls into the end zone. A touchdown, Cass City. It's a 21-yard rumble into the end zone from Shade Perzanowski, the junior running back. And Cass City strikes for the second time of the night.
Did I mention that tackling was going to be important? Because Shade Perzanowski, he broke the first tackle, he broke a second tackle, and he dragged two defenders into the end zone with him. A heck of a run by Shade Perzanowski, a guy that I don't think a lot of guys expected to see be a threat in this game. Typically, that was Brandon Horn's spot. Shade Perzanowski, a junior, has stepped right up into the role and a big run in this first playoff game.
Erla looking to pass, rolling to his right. Nothing there. Now finally throws it, and he is caught in the end zone by a diving Parker Hare. The two-point conversion is good. It is Cass City 14, Ubley nothing, with 8:37 left in the first half on the WLEW Sports Network.
ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Cass City 14, Ubley nothing, 8:37 left in the first half. That scoring drive covered 33 yards and a minute two off the clock for the score. Two-point conversion, a pass from Mason Erla to Parker Hare is good. Mason Erla, also your kicker for this squad of Cass City. You might even do windows, Dave, as he stands on his own 40-yard line, kicking left to right across your radio. This one comes in at the 13-yard line by Roman Welton.
It's number 20. That's Derek Brown.
Excuse me, Derek Brown.
Those Norwich numbers are surprisingly hard to see, isn't it?
They're across the 30-yard line down to the 32-yard line where Ubley will take over first and 10 with 8.5 before halftime, brought down by number 25, Shade Perzanowski.
Scores a touchdown, makes the tackle on special teams. That's you got to love that about your athletes on your team. Tell you what, Clark, it's early in this game, but this is a crucial drive for the Bearcats. They don't necessarily need to score, but they need to put together some first downs, kill some time off this clock, and get some momentum going on their side.
It's a handoff to Roman Welton this time, and he gets tripped up at the original line of scrimmage. Kansas City plugging those holes very well out to the 34-yard line, brought down by T.J. Moore.
T.J. Moore, a junior defensive lineman for the Cass City Redhawks. He usually plays defensive end. That's right where Roman Welton ran into. He ran into one of his own blockers, and number 33, T.J. Moore, credits for the tackle.
A 2-yard gain, second down, 8 yards to go. T formation for the Bearcats. Jeffrey Wright on the key.